Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
6:14, the die is cast. The Rubicon has been crossed, to quote Shakespeare. Julius Caesar. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Round one is in the books. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you.
I saw something on social media about the crowd reaction at 504 Golf last night when the Saints' number one pick was announced, but I couldn't hear it. How'd the crowd react? I'm just curious. Not that it matters, but I'm just wondering.
No reaction.
Okay.
Okay, and that didn't surprise me. It being an offensive lineman, mm-hmm. This team has went in that direction time and time and time again. They haven't gotten it right, and it means you got to go right back to it. And people say, okay, it's the commitment to the offensive line. Well, you've been committing to it for 10 years, and you still haven't gotten it right yet, so you got to go right back to it. I understand perfectly. That's how you win in this league. You win with big men and a quarterback. But I think for a lot of people, and we heard it from everybody that came and talked the entire time. Hey, when are they going to pick another position other than offensive or defensive lineman? Because it's dominated the Saints' draft choices in round one over the years, other than Chris Olave. It's really been either an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. So the reaction was what I would thought it would have been.
Let's talk about this offensive lineman, though.
Kelvin Banks was my number three ranked offensive lineman. That's where he went. He's the guy, and I let him tell the story because I knew it, that he had really committed verbally to play at LSU coming out of high school. And Coach O. And when the coaching change happened, he decided he was headed out and he was going to stay in Texas. He has started that left tackle since his sophomore season in high school. He's been a starting left tackle. 3 straight years at Texas throughout his high school career. That's what he would have played at LSU. Now, what they would have done with Will Campbell, I'm not real sure. He most likely played on the right side. But, he's a big man. And you watch Texas. He was one of their leaders. Their head coach, Steve Sarkisian, made it clear to everybody that he's the guy on offense that everybody turns to, leadership. Very talented young man. He is a massive individual. And if you picking him, he's going to play left tackle for the Saints.
So tell
me about none of this moving stuff around, everything else. He's going to play left tackle.
But what about Talia Sefuaga? That's what I was asking. He was a right tackle originally, correct?
Up until he got drafted by the Saints, he had played right tackle his entire career. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, Tommy, I don't like is this constant moving of chips around with your linemen. Okay? Get some continuity up front. And you pick Kelvin, he's your left tackle. Talia Sefuaga, he's your right tackle. You know Eric McCoy is going to play center. You know Cesar Ruiz is going to play right guard. Figure out what you're going to do at the left guard position. Because if you say, okay, we're just going to play the best 5 and we're going to put Banks at left guard, then next year you're going to move him out to tackle. Mm-hmm. So I'm not crazy for that. I just think continuity works along the offensive line. 5 guys working as one in one unit. And his experience going up against the best of the best at that left tackle position, it's not – the pick I think most people thought should have been, but you understand when you look at Kellen Moore's background and the success they had when he was in Dallas. It was because of their offensive line. And now a lot of those guys, since he left Dallas, they've either retired or went elsewhere. The success of the Eagles, you and I talked about this yesterday. It's nothing against Saquon. He's a fantastic back. But they won because of what they have in the trenches. And they do have a star quarterback in Jalen Hurts. They do have that. But they won because of what they do up front, offensive, defensive line. But you got to hit on these picks. Kelvin Banks is going to be a good player in this league. He's going to be a very good player. But, again, none of this messing around with him at other spots. You picked him to be your left tackle. That's where he should play from jump street. From day one.
So I'm looking at the line. I'm trying to figure this out. So you got Kelvin Banks at left tackle. You got McCoy at center. You got Cesar Ruiz at right guard. Taliesa Fuanga at right tackle. What are you going to do with Trevor Penning?
Okay. He's odd man out. Mm-hmm. You can kick him inside to guard and see if he could work out. But
didn't he have a hard time getting low? Is that the guy that I'm thinking of?
Trevor Penning?
Yeah.
Well, the thing with Trevor is he has never really developed his techniques as a pass protector. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody questioned he's a really good run blocker. His problem has been his inability or his consistency has been wild as a pass protector. So you got a big hole at left guard. Let's see if he can play there, but you know what? You may just have to say, hey, guys, we made a mistake with Trevor and move on.
So when you say earlier about the Saints offensive lineman not getting it right, Fuanga, you think they got it right?
Do they? Oh, yeah. They got it right with him. Okay. They got it right with Fuanga. He can play. And, again, for a guy who's never played left tackle before, I thought he did a really good job. And it's different playing right tackle than left. I mean, it's like driving on the other side of the road. You know, it does take you a while to figure it out. And when you haven't done it before, your hand placement, your body movement skills, your feet, they have to work it all in coordination with one another. And doing it on the right side and doing it on the left, it's different. It's a big difference.
I just remember you told me that Penning's 6'7" and that he had a hard time getting low, and I'm just wondering how that's going to work out in him playing guard. And if he's not going to make it at guard, then we got a big hole at left guard, don't we?
You have a hole at left guard. I really think the Saints, and we spoke about this last night, the Saints really would have wanted Nick Saldivari to work at the left guard spot. They basically handed him the position. And he's hurt. You know, back-to-back years, he has spent a lot of time, watching, not playing. The thing is with the technical skills, and people, moving the inside to guard. Well, the same problems he had at tackle, he's going to have at guard, okay? If he's got problems in pass protection at tackle, he's going to have those same, issues inside if you move him to guard. The exact same thing.
So it would seem to me, let me take a break, we'll pick it up when we come back. If you don't have an offensive line, you ain't got nothing. So it seems like if we got a hole at left guard, that's something needs to be addressed, like, quickly, right?
Yeah, well, that's why they signed Dylan Radens, who had played. Now, he's played all over the board with the Titans. Mm-hmm. They drafted him as a tackle. They moved him. He's played left guard, right guard for Tennessee Titans. You went up in the draft to get Nick Saldivari, and he's talented. The only thing is he can't stay healthy for you. And you have Trevor Penning. So he's sort of the odd man out here in this spot. But I think the writing's on the wall with Trevor that you didn't use back-to-back first-round picks on tackles because you believe in Trevor Penning. Mm-hmm. That doesn't pass the smell test here.
right, Mike, let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 504-260-1870. You got any questions about the Saints draft choice, about who they might look for in the next couple of rounds? We'll talk with Mike Dettelier more when we return. 623 traffic now, WWL. 628, quickly back to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst. Mike, people are texting in about the offensive linemen and focus on that. But to me, if you don't have an offensive line, it's like going fishing without a boat.
Well, it's like going fishing. It's like going fishing without the fishing rod.
Oh, without a pole. One of the, yeah, because yeah, I guess you could fish from the bank either way, but either, you ain't getting anywhere. You're not going anywhere at all.
Yeah, I do think the way the Eagles won it this year, I think as everybody started saying, okay, that's what we got to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, we want what similar to what they have. And listen, they used a lot of either first or second round picks on offensive linemen. It's part of their makeup, and they were able to make it work. So you got to figure out the right five. But again, it goes back to you've used back-to-back first-round picks on tackles, and those are your two starters. Mm-hmm. Trevor Penning, he may be the odd man out here unless he could be a swing man to play inside and maybe be your backup tackle. That's a decision Saints coaching staff are going to have to make. But you didn't pick Kelvin Banks for him to watch.
Right.
Okay, he was the ninth pick here. He's going to start for you at left tackle.
That was my next question.
He's going to start for you at left tackle. He's been the steady Eddie guy, but he has played all his career at left tackle. That's where he's going to play with the Saints. And again, I go right back to it. On continuity, I do think that's a big part of offensive line play. The same sort of guys all playing in unison together. And I think we kind of took maybe – didn't realize how good we had it when you had Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead playing tackles mm-hmm. all those years.
Yep.
Amen. We didn't realize, you know, that, hey, that wasn't going to always be that way. And now you in that transition now, and Kellen comes from that sort of deal. So they put a high emphasis on picking offensive linemen early.
Had some really good guards back in the day, too. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. Mike Dettelier, our guest, talking NFL Draft, 6:30 time now on WWL First News. 6:44, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Back to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. So, Mike, looking ahead, next couple of rounds, where do the Saints, how does their strategy play out? What holes do they look to fill? And who's going to be available as far as you think?
Okay, I think positions you got to fill, quarterback and cornerback. Mm-hmm. I think both of them. And that'll be the big talk all day long until round two starts on what happens at the quarterback position because of, you know, last night certainly was a big thing because Shedeur Sanders made it out of round one. But I think today they will have just as much talk about teams interested to move up in round two to select Jalen Milroe, mm-hmm. quarterback from Alabama. I think that those two names are going to dominate the talk today about where they go. It is the most important position on the field. The Saints have a hole there, and they, you know, so that's part of it. And the other part for the Saints is that corner. A year ago, you had, you know, Marshawn Lattimore and Paulson Adebo and Alante Taylor, and you drafted Kool-Aid McKinstry in round two. Now, two of those four are gone, and that has to be an area you have to take a really long look at as far as trying to fill those two spots at quarterback, cornerback.
When it comes to Shedeur Sanders, do you think the hype machine got ahead of him a little bit and it didn't work?
I think, you know, a lot of worlds collided there, and we talked about it so much on Sports Talk, that I think part of this, too, is carrying the Sanders name. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. Part of it is that. And I think he's a good fit quarterback for a team, but you just had the feeling once he got past Pittsburgh at 21 that he was in free fall. I've seen it happen. Mm-hmm. Hell, we saw it a few years back. I say a few years now because he's in his 40s today. We saw it with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers got picked in the 20s by the Packers when they had Brett Favre. And either you love him or you don't. That's the spot at that quarterback position. And I think at that point in time, you look at what he did for Colorado, what he did at Jackson State. His resume is pretty strong. It is pretty strong as a quarterback, but I think a lot of teams felt, hey, listen, if we couldn't get Cam Ward, and I think there were some teams trying to trade up to the number one spot to get him, and I think one of them was right here in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt about it. I've said it for weeks that they were trying to. It just they couldn't come up with the package. And then you saw late in round one, the Giants and the Saints trying to make a maneuver for Jackson Dart, and the Giants kind of, I think, beat the Saints to the punch with Jackson.
Give me some names at cornerback that the Saints might be interested in.
It'll be interesting to see how people think of Will Johnson, because a year ago, he was the best cornerback in college football. And then he's had these series of injuries. Mm. Turf toe, hamstring, and now he's saying a knee injury. Mm. 2 weeks ago, he worked out for the scouts, did not run. Mm. That was the red flag for me.
I'd stay
he
away
didn't
from
run.
No.
And so he fell out of round one. Trey Amos, young man from Louisiana, spent a couple years at University of Louisiana out in Lafayette, 1 year at Alabama, and then last year at Ole Miss, a big, tall cover cornerback. He's also, I think, a player that will come off the board very quickly in round two. And I think Revell Jr., Chevrolet Revell Jr. from East Carolina, along with Will Johnson, he was the number two guy coming into the season. He sustains an ACL injury fairly early in the 2024 season. And, you know, he would have, had he been healthy, would have been a first-round pick. Now, because of the ACL injury, most likely you'll see a team pick him up in round two. So from a cornerback standpoint, Will Johnson, Trey Amos, Siobhan Revell, I think are the guys to kind of watch for, along with Mason Taylor, the tight end from LSU, Luther Burden III, the wide receiver from Missouri, who is a really good football player. Really, really good. And I think that the three quarterbacks, Tyler Shuck from Louisville, Shadir Sanders, and we talked about it before, Jalen Milroe from Alabama. I think those three guys, is if you're going to turn on TV or radio today, they're going to be talking about one of the three.
Mike, turf toe, hamstring, come on.
And a knee.
Yeah,
now
a knee.
The knee injury.
Only thing to do that.
And
Because
we were getting a lot of people coming up or texting, what happened with Will Johnson? Well, it's the injury part. That is a major thing. The other guy to watch out for is Nick Emmanuori, the safety from South Carolina. And he's one of the five guys for me that I projected as a first rounder that fell out. Former linebacker in high school that they moved to safety. And where I think he would really fit in well is what they call the big nickel safety. He's going to go real early in round two. Great athlete. And again, he's a bit of a hybrid player who's kind of part linebacker, part strong safety, or part free safety, however you want to use him. And not, you know, everybody gets to go in round one. Mm-hmm. There's only 32 of them. And I also think in round two and three, you will see a bevy of running backs come off the board. But last night was, as advertised, 10 defensive linemen in round one.
Take a quick break. I want to talk about, you mentioned Mason Taylor. I want to talk about LSU players and the history that was made last night with the LSU offensive line when we come back. 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 6:57, call it 3 till 7. Our draft coverage continues today at 4 o'clock here on WWL. We're recapping what happened last night. Let's talk about LSU, Mike, and the history that was made with the selection of Will Campbell.
Yeah, he's the highest drafted offensive lineman in the history of LSU, and he's the first offensive lineman selected in round one since Alan Faneca back in 1998. Tommy, think of this. Three different coaches have won national championships at LSU and didn't have a first-round pick offensive lineman. Mm. Nick Saban did it. Les Miles did it. Coach Orgeron did it. So it's crazy that all the talent that's come out of LSU, and yet they haven't had it at that spot. And, man, Will Campbell, he's one hell of a player. Great leader, too. Locker room guy. And you could just see his emotions when he got picked by New England. They got a young quarterback, and they need to protect his backside. And so Drake May will like that pick of Will Campbell. But everything, you know, and being around him and seeing his makeup, man, he's all business when he's on the field and when he's practicing.
Interesting. We already talked about Mason Taylor. Give me some other LSU players likely to go today.
I think Braden Swenson, the pass rusher, he's the lightning strike, the one-year guy, former Oregon transfer, really pieced it together last year. And Savion Jones, who grew up right up the road from where I live at St. James High School, has played both end and tackle. I think he's a better defensive end than he is a tackle. And I wouldn't be surprised you see two other offensive linemen get selected. Miles Frazer, who really impressed me last year with his development at guard, and Emory Jones, a Louisiana guy from Baton Rouge area, who was the starting right tackle for 3 years at LSU. So those are the guys that from LSU that I think will go sometime today.
You see the Saints doing any finagling, moving around?
I think they're trying. I think they want to get to a spot. And we have heard a lot of rumors. They like Jalen Milroe.
Okay. Please tell me they stay away from that Michigan guy. Please. Man.
That I can't guarantee, but man, somebody is going to pick him saying, I saw what he did in 2023 and 2024 early before he got hurt.
Turf toe, hamstring, didn't work out in the combine with a knee. No, thank you. I'd run away from that. Thank you, Mike. Great job last night. We'll be listening all weekend long to draft coverage here on WWL. Legislature's always also rather in session. We'll talk to our representative when we come back about what's being done to address the insurance problems in Louisiana. Then we're talking to Sidney Torres, who's going to respond to what Troy Henry said, and then I'm sure we'll talk to Troy Henry on Monday to respond to what Sidney Torres says today. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.